Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 through 25, and the Reverend Stephen Heimer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from Holy Scripture today is from Matthew chapter 4, verses 23 through 25. And he went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought him all the sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, those oppressed by demons, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them, and great crowds followed him. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Today's gospel lesson is one that, of course, we hear each year in this season of Epiphany, the beginning of the year, a time where, after celebrating God with us at Christmas, we celebrate that God with us, Jesus, revealed himself, that he revealed the kingdom and what he would bring to this world. And this passage is one that is very dramatic. It's one also that pastors find placed as a recommendation as they go and make visits to hospitals, caring for members of their congregation and family members, members of the community who know that in a time of need there's something that God may be able to help with. And so in that pastoral care companion that especially new pastors really look to and get a lot of help and suggestions and scripture to share, this is one that is at the beginning of the section of prayers for the sick. As a new pastor, I saw that and I wondered about it. There's bold promises in this passage. And sometimes we worry about bold promises of healing when we're faced with pain and conditions that threaten to stay, to snuff away ease and comfort and even life. And I came to appreciate this as a reminder, a simple reminder of the excellencies of our Lord Jesus Christ, who revealed that he had come humbled in human flesh in fulfillment of promises made long ago that God himself would restore the love relationship between humanity and God that was lost in the garden, that he would create enmity between the enemy Satan and humanity, that Jesus had come in himself to bring the kingdom of God near, and to bring healing in the rift between God and man. And reveals that he is Lord, an excellent Lord who has power, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Life himself and the giver of life. He came proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, preaching a ministry of the word, revealing the truth that we need to hear. That the brokenness of this world that flows from eons of sin in humanity and the fallenness of creation, that it is not what in the end will define our existence as God restores his creation and heals our sinful ways. The excellencies of a God who even engages with the pain, the fallenness, the hurts, and the brokenness of our lives. Jesus is Lord. He heals the sick. He casts out demons. He addresses with restoration the afflictions of so many kinds. This is a time of the year, in the winter, where there's seems to be a lot of colds, a lot of flu, a lot of distress in our health. Also, the transition from one year to another, and politics being what they are each year in different ways, there's distresses of so many kinds. It's good to have a reminder in this passage that Jesus indeed is Lord. And he knows the hurts and the pains, and he hears the call for help. Crowds gathered around Christ in this ministry as he traveled throughout Galilee and even the northernmost regions that weren't known to be most in line with the ways of God, most orthodox in their history of following the law of God and being faithful to the ways of the Lord. Jesus, nevertheless, he went to where they were, and people brought to him the sick, caregivers bringing those infirm to Jesus. And it says that Jesus healed them. Reflect on this as we lift our prayers to God and remember the excellencies of Jesus himself, the power and the compassion and the mercy. While this passage describes a very intentional time of ministry, this passage is the beginning of what would be his journey to the cross. We wish in so many ways that Jesus would have established hospitals, that Jesus would have set up places of instant healing here on earth, distribution centers that would deliver instant relief from pain and relief from any fear of disruption that injury and disability may cause to our plans. As Jesus was healing, there were many who followed him with faith. They heard his word and they believed in the kingdom and they followed him. There are others, as we witness this throughout his ministry, that there were those who didn't care much about the proclamation of the kingdom, the lordship of God, and that there is evil that should be shunned, and that there should be a joyful walk with the Lord in the ways of the Lord that should define our lives. There are many who didn't care much for that message, but they wanted the benefits of his power, healing or bread for the stomach. Jesus rebuked such attitudes. There were those who also saw the wonders of Jesus, and they found in Christ a threat to their own plans and to their own power. And Jesus didn't avoid those by pleasing everyone and bringing temporary relief in abundance to every ailment and every hunger and every sadness and worry, but he proclaimed the eternal healing that was necessary through his suffering and death on the cross. He said openly to his disciples, "It is necessary that the Son of Man suffer and be killed and rise again on the third day." Isaiah in chapter 53 said that it would be by his stripes that we are healed. That there was a sickness, an end to hope, an end to any sense of wellness that could only come through what Jesus would do in giving himself into death, dealing with the sickness of our sin and our distance from God. So Jesus went to that cross. And the healings and the signs of his kingdom found ultimate truth and power in the love of God who would deal with the pains that endure, the pain of distance from God himself. Jesus is Lord. He humbled himself and went into death on the cross. He took on the infirmities of humanity, body, mind, and soul, and put them into death, rising again with the proclamation of victory, so that sickness, futility of failed health will not define his people, will not be the voice that would inform our hopefulness about the value of life and what tomorrow may hold, but rather Jesus' victory over sin, death, and the devil, his proclamation that it's for you, and that he has defeated death, that would bring to us everlasting peace, everlasting life. What a joy that we have a God who cares about the big and the little when it comes to the hardships of our life, and that he has won a future for us that's in his hands, and it's his joy to give a heaven and a new heaven and a new earth on the final day, where war is gone and violence is no more, where sickness is not defining our joys or our usefulness in each day. We wait for that day in hope, even as right now we delight in a God who creates vocations of healing, doctors and nurses, medicines that do wonders to relieve us when we are in pain, when we need healing. There was a nurse team from St. Louis a number of years ago who traveled to where I used to live and minister on the border with Mexico. And with us, they would go to Juarez, Mexico, and they would have clinics, and they would share about Christ with people who were struggling in their health needs. And there was a woman who had headaches every day, debilitating headaches. She said that she couldn't care for her kids, she couldn't work, her family was suffering because as a mom, she just couldn't function. And she was devastated, and she came to these nurses who had arrived in the name of Jesus. And she said, "Can you help me?" And the nurse listened, encouraged her, pointed her to the closeness of God and the care of God who does not ignore our pain, and gave her some over-the-counter ibuprofen. The next day, the woman came back amazed. "For the first time in years, I woke up without pain." A simple pill of ibuprofen over the counter that we enjoy in abundance, but given as a response to need, a delivery of care from God's people to one to another, but with not only a temporary gift of relief, but with the enduring proclamation that there is life and healing in Jesus Christ. Whether the pain is there, short term or long, whether our health behaves the way we would want it or not, we have a Lord who has defeated the enemy of sin in us. That would be the ultimate sadness and pain in eternity far from God. The Lord hears our prayers for healing. He uses his people in so many ways to deliver help and relief. But what a gift that his ministry wasn't only in miraculous healing, but in the proclamation of the good news that we still have been given today. The good news that Jesus has risen from the grave after dealing with our sin. And that we who are baptized in his holy name, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, are joined to his death on that cross. Our sins are placed on him so that they will not define our today or our forever, but rather the name of God, the everlasting life of Jesus Christ given to us would define our days and strengthen our hope, encourage our service, and even define our experience of pain to be one that we compare to the surpassing glory that is to come in heaven, and perhaps even a necessary time of need as others come to know what it means to love those who are hard to love, that is us at times, and as we are called to rise up and love selflessly in the name of Jesus, showing the compassion and the mercy and delivering the good help of Jesus, who is Lord and who is able to heal. There are so many stories of not only the medical healing that comes, but also the miraculous healing that comes as we lift up the needs of others to God in prayer. I'm out of time, so I can't share of the child that was baptized while diminishing in the hospital. The doctors had no hope of his going home alive, but that newborn baby, having been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, with the prayers of family and pastor surrounding him, asking for help and revival in his body and in this life, but rejoicing in the gift of baptismal grace that meant everlasting life, well, they saw the wonder of a God who healed that baby in Mexico, in that hospital, shocked the nurses and the doctors and all the families that were also receiving care. And the child, 2 days later, went home healthy and is still growing and well. So it's not for nothing that we pray for the sick. And we trust in the Lordship of Jesus, in His time and place for healing, knowing that we will be with the Lord forever in the healing of heaven. Amen.
For joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.